I am Olympia Lapointe, here with you with Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, we all are always in a situation where we need to understand how to find answers in our life. Now, this show, again, if you're tuning in for the first time, is a show to help you find answers through three ways. My brain tip of the week, through my guests who I call the newest Einsteins, people who are cutting edge in what they are doing and changing lives of not only their life, but the lives of others. And our callers, the callers that call into our talk show to find out what the solutions can be in their particular life. So today, I am so happy to have a special newest Einstein with you today. Now, before I tell you who he is, let me share a little bit of background about him. He is a leader in various aspects of the community, as well as on the California State University Northridge campus as an academic advisor. He has helped over 10,000 students over the years go through successfully completing their bachelor's degrees, and his students are now entering law school, entering medical school, and they are making a way for themselves as leaders, not only within the community, but within the nation. Now, he has a brilliant, just shocking and exciting background that I brought him on the show today to share, because when we listen to what he went through, I have a feeling that people will not only understand his story, but take tips from his life and apply it to theirs so they too can find the answers. So if you will welcome James Henry. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for being on Answers Unleashed talk show today.
I am excited about being here.
Thank you. So now we have a lot of listeners tuning in, both from the Pierce campus, from Cal State Northridge, from the Los Angeles community, and even we have people tuning in from overseas, Bahrain, England, and all these places. Give them a little bit of a background about your professional expertise and what you do.
Okay. Well, I started professionally at Cal State Northridge as an academic advisor in 1994. Currently, I am the veteran liaison. I've managed peer advisors before. I'm an advisor to clubs and organizations. I'm an adjunct. I've taught at both Mission, Los Angeles Valley College, Ventura College, adjunct in the Africana Studies Department, and also teach the freshman orientation course at Cal State Northridge.
Now, that's very impressive. If you have a bachelor's degree in
My bachelor's is in African American Studies.
And your master's?
My master's is interdisciplinary with Educational Leadership and Policy Studies and African American Studies.
And you're currently?
Yes, currently I am in the doctorate in higher ed at Cal Lutheran University.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I get a chance to call you soon Dr. Henry.
Yes.
Doesn't it have a ring to it?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm very impressed with your background, and I have known you for several years, and I find your background very impressive. And although you have gone through to this height of excellence in the academic arena, you had to overcome a decade worth of challenges, and not even just decades ago, but recent challenges. Now, for those of you that don't know, here in the San Fernando Valley, there was a state of emergency recently. There was the Porter Ranch gas leak.
Yes.
And it displaced many, many people across the San Fernando Valley with the huge natural gas leak that created health issues. And you were a part of that. You were displaced while getting your
doctorate. Absolutely.
So this displacement was a challenge, but the challenge actually went all the way back to when you first started off in school.
Absolutely.
And what year was that? How old were you?
I think, if I could just go even further back, mm-hmm. There's these moments in your life where, mm-hmm. You just and I really give the credit to luck almost. You know, somebody even asked me once, you know, James, what do you, you know, as somebody, a young African-American male from South Central, how do you attribute to your success to? And a lot of times it's pure luck and chance. In the fifth grade, my teacher summons me out of class and I was tested to be academically enriched. Mm. Now, why did she choose me for the other 25 students in class, you know? In junior high school, when they first started the magnet programs, I went to Charles Drew Junior High School, and they literally separated us for that whole 3 years from the rest of our entire junior high school.
Mm.
To get me away from, you know, all the ills in South Central, my mother decided, you know, my brother had issues at Fremont, my cousin at Dorsey, my other cousin at Compton High. So my mother was like, let's try something different. So they had what's called a permit with transportation.
Permit with transportation.
So I was bused down the street to Monroe High School, which was, you know, an awakening. You know, I remember my first day getting off the bus, and, you know, and it was very diverse, which is so different from South Central. And there's people from all over the world. And one young lady said, you know, what did you do this weekend? And you know, I was kind of shocked, like, well, what do you mean? The same thing I do every weekend, you know? Maybe go play some basketball, go up to Drew, play some football. So
her experiences and her perception of the world
exactly.
was far 100% different.
Absolutely.
And share how they looked at situations versus how you looked at situations.
Absolutely. It was, you know, when you learn about cultural differences, you know, even the African-Americans that lived in the Valley that went to Monroe, you know, had different experiences from those of us who were bussed out, you know, and there was a little animosity, not really, you know, we really actually got along very well, and almost every clique was very diverse at Monroe High School. And then my colleague now, and I always give her credit, Gigi McGuire, who still works at Cal State Northridge as an outreach counselor. Yeah, she recruited me. Again, summons me out of my class. I'm like, what did I do? You know? And she was like, you know, fill out this application to Cal State Northridge. And I was like, you know, oh, I'm going to get a football scholarship. I just knew. And again, it's one of those moments. It had never dawned on me that I might not get a football scholarship, you know, it was an awakening. And I'm like, well, Gigi, even if they accept me, who's going to pay for it? And she said, well, fill out this financial aid application. And I did. And, you know, come end of the year, after football, after track, no scholarships. And luckily, I had filled out that application to CSUN. And there you have it.
Interesting. Well, no, it doesn't sound like it's luck. It sounds like there were situation setups that were plan Bs. Plan
Absolutely.
Bs in every single case. Right. That when one avenue didn't work out,
Absolutely.
There was something else that was going to take you to that same location.
Absolutely. Perfect example. After my bachelor's degree, they try to tell me, you know, well, you're missing a science course in Section B, Natural Sciences. And because I was a peer advisor, which is, you know, the paraprofessionals, I knew that, you know, I had those sections, so I had to go to Southwest College and get my transcripts and show them that I had those requirements. And then, you know, even though people were telling me, even through my undergrad, I wasn't really getting it, how important your grade point average is. You don't think about your fourth and fifth year when you're a freshman. So I had a 2.75 only with my bachelor's degree. However, if you had a 2.65 in your last 60 units, you could go to grad school. So,
really?
I mean, come on, what are the chances, you know? And, you know, my GRE, you know, wasn't great. And I actually saw on the paper, because as an African-American studies major, you know, they don't have that option as a general education subject matter. So I actually saw where they scratched out no and then put yes.
Mm.
And I got 9 A's and 1 B in my master's. So, you know, that wasn't, those standardized tests are not necessarily reflective of your ability.
You are so speaking the truth. A lot of people do not know that the SAT test has nothing to do with intelligence.
Right.
But the colleges look at the SAT test as an indication on whether or not, a mathematical correlation to whether or not someone will finish their 4-year degree.
Yeah. And it's even deeper than that. The person who created the SAT actually created it to separate African-Americans and European-Americans.
Well, I find that fascinating, and I do know that there are discrepancies within standardized testing, but more importantly, what I want to get to is you.
Yes.
You had a drive. a drive to overcome your particular situation.
Absolutely.
What was in your head,
you know,
when you were going through all this?
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, people, it's really hard to understand South Central in the 80s if you didn't have the experience, you know. A lot of times, you know, getting initiated into gangs and stuff like that, it's not an option. They're actually literally on the gym field waiting for you to cross. I literally used to hop the gate in junior high school and miss six periods so that I wouldn't be jumped into the gang. Now, these are the experiences that you're talking about. And so, you know, when I was accepted after my master's degree, I applied to eight schools. So that's another thing. People have to have that tenacity. But I only got into two. I got into Howard and Temple. But again, because of that experience in South Central, because of that poverty, I didn't want to take out the loans. So here I am now at my elder age getting my doctorate. But again, I want to tell your audiences, you're not on anybody else's path. You know? I mean, like you said.
Will you say that again?
You are not on anybody else's path. You know, your timing is your own time. Absolutely.
Yes, I can. I want to say amen here.
and you're talking about, you know, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And when you're initiated into the fraternity, they give you these principles that I didn't get. It's like a rites of passage that we don't have, you know. And, you know, one of the words they always talk about is tenacity. And it really has been for me effort, not intelligence, but effort. You know, I'm going to outwork anybody. If I need help, I'm going to go get help. You know, there's no shame in getting assistance. So, you know, I really have loved having the opportunity to, I always see every student that's sitting across from me as myself. Mm. But what I, as that student, want me as an advisor to help them out with.
And I think that is what makes your role so special and makes you so respected on the Cal State Northridge campus. People talk about you as the go-to man, the man that they can go to get information on how to succeed with knowing, not only knowing the proper courses to take, but what to do to navigate within those courses so you can complete the degree.
Absolutely. Take advantage of those resources, the Learning Resource Center, the Counseling Center. Absolutely. The resources are there. You just have to have that affirmation in yourself to just go use them.
So when you are sitting down with a student who you can see will be a brilliant Supreme Court judge in the future or a brilliant doctor, but they are going through the process doing that, what do you tell them?
You know, I reflect on my own situation. I'm like, look, if I could do it, you can do it. You know, it's effort. And another thing that I don't think people understand, our students are dealing with major social issues, you know, and a lot of times that's beyond my capacity. So again, referring them out to social services and again, the counseling office on campus, it's heavy stuff, you know, sometimes. And like you said, because they connect with you, they just let it all out there, no filters, you know, and a lot of times you're not trained and equipped to deal with that. So,
And that's an excellent point, but you are trained to equip them to know how to use their resources to navigate through the educational system.
Absolutely.
Now, I remember reading a statistic when I first entered Cal State Northridge, and I'm also an alumni from Cal State Northridge. And I remember reading a statistic in my Pan-African Studies class. It was taught by Professor Scott, and
yes.
He still teaches on campus.
My God. That is like my main mentor at California State University.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I wrote that in my book. I wrote that statistic in my book, Mathophobia, and it said that 1 out of 31,000 African-American females would eventually earn a PhD in the mathematics or sciences.
Wow.
And when I saw that, I was in shock.
Exactly.
Because I realized I had a better chance of being hit by lightning twice than to earn a PhD in mathematics. That was my dream.
Right.
Much less had even a lower probability if I wanted to become a rocket scientist. And I'm very thankful because the odds were in my favor and I became that.
That's right. Let me tell you this. Your book is so important because we also interview the students, the incoming students. And I ask them, you know, if you had high school to do over again, what would you do different? And almost 8 out of 10 times they say mad. So that phobia is so real, you know what I mean? We can go, you know, spend days on where that comes from. But your book is so important because, again, I always tell them math is the only thing that always makes sense.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
again, it's that effort in learning. And but your book on, you know, how to get past that phobia, it's incredible.
Thank you. Well, I receive that. I receive exactly. that. And people don't know, I failed algebra, failed geometry, failed calculus, failed chemistry. And I became an award-winning rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Oh, so there. All right. So I have shared this information on my Facebook page, facebook.com Olympia LaPointe, if those of you that want to see it. And there are many people tuning in. What right before we wrap up, what would be 1 to 2 really key important advices that you would recommend to someone so they could finish the degree? And we just have a couple minutes left. Right. What would you recommend?
You know, what I use the analogy of boxing. You know, whatever, you know, they're throwing at you, you got to duck, you got to dodge. You know, you got to be, again, tenacious. Martin Luther King had a quote, you know, if you cannot fly, then run. If you cannot run, then walk. If you cannot walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
That is wonderful. So that's the first tip. What is the second?
The second tip is, again, our society is so caught up on, you know, money, 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 money. But your happiness is not tied into your financial ability, all right? You know, this new concept of wellness I'm really into. You know, are you psychologically okay? Are you physically okay? You know, do you eat good food? So mental wellness is really what it's about.
Well, James Henry, I thank you for being on Answers Unleashed. And we are so happy here at the studio to get your expertise and broadcast it to every single person who is listening. How can people find you?
You know, anybody can contact me. My phone number is 818-677-2108. That's my work number, and I'll be happy to answer anybody's questions regarding their academics, or again, even if they just want have a question about anything. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It has been my pleasure to have you on Answers Unleashed. Well, this wraps up our show for today. I thank you so much for joining us and listening to this great interview with my newest Einstein, James Henry, where he has showed and explained his experiences so people can succeed in their educational endeavors. For more information like this, visit facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. Go to our website, answersunleashed.com, and you're welcome to call in with your questions at 888-88-ANSWERS. Until next week, or reach us at kpcradio.com, and I look forward to hearing you and seeing you next week at 12. I am Olympia LaPointe for Answers Unleashed.
Thank you.